the newly crowned all-time leading trainer, Dale Romans.
Well, Chef Edward Lee,
I'm honored to be with Dan Issel.
I'm at the offices of Louisville Public Media.
Stephen George,
budding country music star,
J.D. Shelburne.
Rocky Adkins is with us.
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show, Louisville's longest-running and most interesting podcast. Join Rick Redding, your host, as he talks with some of the city's most interesting individuals. The city's leaders in politics, business, sports, and the arts join Rick in lively one-on-one interviews, taking on the topics that are making news in the Ville. Right now, Rick's ready to get the show rolling in the Louisville.am studio. Here's Rick.
And welcome in once again. It's the Rusty Satellite Show. I'm your host, Rick Redding. Back in the Louisville.am studios here in St. Matthews, and glad to be with you again. I'm so excited this time of year. You just get in a better mood. I'm doing things I like to do. Like this week, I had a great day. I did an 18-mile bike ride over the Ohio River Greenway, which if you haven't done, you should. A ride over the bridge on the walking bridge and go west through New Albany, and there's this path there that has no traffic on it. It's really great. Enjoyed it. Of course, when you go to Indiana, you do risk. There is a place where it crosses the road and a redneck smoking a cigarette with a ball cap on and a pickup truck almost ran me over. And then honked his horn and yelled at me. So, you know, that's a risk that happened. But then I played a little golf at Seneca afterwards. And, you know, it was all great. A lot of good stuff going on. I hope there is in your world, too, because everybody's getting excited because, you know, we're in Derby Festival time. Did you go to Thunder? Boy, a lot of people did. I was driving around. I was amazed, and I shouldn't be because it happens every year, but all these people walking down toward the waterfront with coolers and kids and potato chips and all that stuff, it never fails. And the traffic never fails to be a mess getting out, and I was in some of that too, but it was all fun. It was all a great weekend, and then of course on Sunday everybody stayed home and watched the Masters, right? And watched Tiger do his thing. That was a very that's as good as it gets when it comes to spectating golf. Tiger winning the Masters on the last day. It was really people have been talking about it all week. They really have, and it is an amazing comeback story. It sort of gives me a little bit of hope in terms of all the injuries I've had and coming back and playing competitively in racquetball and golf again. So we'll see if any of that happens. But anyway, you've tuned in to hear my guest. This is the home of the most interesting people in the Ville. This is week number 302 in a row that I've done this, and I'm very excited about my guest this week. In the second part of the show, you're going to get the scoop on Louisville City FC soccer from Howie Lindsay, who recently gave up a what a lot of people thought was a pretty nice gig as a sports radio talk show host to become the basically the PR media guy with the Louisville City soccer team. So he's got some news about all that, and I'll ask him why he did it, and you'll enjoy that interview, I am sure. But first up, I have to tell you about my sponsors. Very happy to be able to do this show. Thanks to Passport Health Plan, who've been with me from the very beginning. My friends at iCare Institute down in Butchertown, Mark Prussian and the gang, that's the place to go if you want to get LASIK. I had it done last summer, and it's a life-changing experience. I can't recommend it strongly enough. If you're a candidate for LASIK, do it and throw away those cheater glasses like I've done. Actually, given a lot of those cheater glasses away to Paula. So anyway, so that's and also my friends at Heiser Health who have helped me on the road back to positive good health. I think I'm going to go to an exercise class today, as a matter of fact. And lastly, my newest sponsor is helping me get my shoulder impingement fixed, and that is Brad Condor and the folks at Focus Physical Therapy. They can help you with sports massage, recovery massage, sports injuries. If you have lower back pain, neck and shoulder pain, knee pain, foot and ankle pain, if you're in pain, think about physical therapy. You can go to physicaltherapylouisville.com or that's the way to find out. Brad Condor is the guy, and he's helping me. Man, it feels good to go in there and get that done. So I'm on a once a week program for five or six weeks, and hopefully I'll be back to normal. Well, we have a very special thing here at the Rusty Satellite Show this week, a musical guest, and you will hear in this segment a great song performed live in studio by Rebecca Rigo, who performs with her band Rebecca Rigo and the Train Men on April 28th at Lola's, one of my favorite places. We'll talk about that in the interview. And she's delightful. She moved here from Illinois and just chose Louisville. And aren't we lucky to have her? She works down there at the Butchertown Groceries, and in addition to being the building a musical career that she's done, she tours, she does a lot of travel. She's got, if you go to her website, she's got dates set in Chicago and Cincinnati in the near future. And April 28th is the time you can sign up and go see her at Lola's above Butchertown Grocery. So that's it's a very exciting interview. I was glad to meet her. She's a delightful person, and I hope you'll like her too. Here is my interview with Rebecca.
I admit, I used to think people addicted to painkillers just needed to toughen up, until it happened to my daughter. She really needed help. Thanks to Passport, we got it for her. Our doctor and her Passport case manager made sure she got the services and treatment she needed. Together, we got through it.
Find out how you can get Passport at passporthealthplan.com/together. Passport Health Plan. We're in this together.
That sounds great. We have a little music accompaniment here in the Rusty Satellite Studios today with Rebecca Rigo. Welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going great. It's refreshing to have a guitar in here and all that. And you've been, you're a local musician. You've been playing this guitar a long time.
I have. Yeah, this guitar. I think I got this guitar maybe 10 years ago now.
Okay.
Takes a while to warm them up.
But you learned a longer time ago than
I
you
did.
Were a child, a mere child.
Yes. I've been playing music pretty much my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you just attracted to that? I mean, the idea of liking music versus the idea of mm-hmm. trying to make a career in music, there's a leap there.
There is a leap. Yeah, there is for sure. And it's like, I think you have to be drawn to that. You have to, it's like a calling for sure, because when I was, I think I was probably six when I used, my neighbor played guitar, he played blues, he was a blues musician, and I just remember sitting there and watching him and being like enthralled with it and
yeah.
being like, that's what I'm going to do.
Now I got to
learn how to play. And you have to be that way, especially with guitar, because it takes so long to just make a sound, you
right.
know, like on guitar. So, I started playing when I was a kid, and then when I got out of college, and I was writing songs a little bit, and I got out of college and was really, you know,
okay.
like, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, so you grew up in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and college was where?
Yeah. In Wisconsin, in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Milwaukee.
That's where
okay.
I went to college, yeah.
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but you've traveled the world a bit.
Uh-huh.
You told me Chicago, Champaign.
Uh-huh.
A few other places.
Yeah, I lived in San Francisco for a while too, and now here.
Yeah.
Louisville.
And why the heck are you in Louisville?
You know, it's kind of it's just a random kind of weird story, but I really just was living in Central Illinois and wanted to move somewhere new. Wanted to move to a new city. Didn't want to move to like a major market. I'd been in Chicago for 8 years and was like, kind of looking around and looking at Nashville and thinking, you know, it's too big, it's getting a little expensive, mm-hmm. asking other musicians, and a lot of people said Louisville. So
wow.
I just came down here for a visit, and, you know, 4 or 5 weeks later, I was living here. So
awesome.
Yeah, I really like it.
That's really mm-hmm. that's really great. You work also, as we all do, in this gig economy as a server at mm-hmm. Butchertown Grocery.
I do.
My favorite restaurant.
Yes.
And so how'd you land that? How's that going?
I love it. Yeah, I've been there 2 years. And it's been a great place to land in this city, like coming here and really not knowing very many people. It's just we're a really tight-knit group of people. And it's really nice to be a part of something that's also, it's a job that's also an art. You know, I love it because I'm not just a server. I'm not just, like, you know, invested in that way. I'm also invested because there's a bigger, there's sort of like a bigger thing going on, which is like an actual art with the food that we do. So yeah. that's important to me. Also, you know, the beverage and the wine and all those things, like, those are, they're just so cool. And I've gotten now, like, to learn so much more about wine. I knew a little bit about wine when I was coming here, but now, like, you know, getting my sommelier certificate.
Good for you.
Working on all that stuff. So, yeah, so it's a great place to be. And Chef Bobby, like, he just really encourages, like, art in all forms. So I've actually kind of started this little music series there that we're working on together. And that's been happening, like, every other month.
I want to talk a little bit. I want to ask one question, and I want to get to the Lola series.
Yeah.
Artistic food. Give me an example of what that would be. What is the most artistic thing you're serving over there?
I think everything. I think, like, really, I mean, it's like, you know, everything we do, the craftsmanship that goes into what we're doing, like, every single thing is that we have in the restaurant is thought out. So right. Every, like, I always try to tell people that when they come there is like, and that's why it's so excited. It's easy to get excited about coming to work. And that's why, like, you know, our staff is so great and excited about coming to work is like, even our salt is like thought out. Like like Bobby thinks about every tiny little thing that we do, like every little plate, every little napkin, every single thing. So there's people in the building almost 24 hours a day prepping the food. All the food comes from either like local places in Louisville, or it comes from other people that are like thinking the same exact way that he does, like about all the things. So like all that stuff is like a craft and art.
Sure.
And so then when you finally eat it, it's just like, that's why it's so good. It's because like everyone loved every little piece of thing that got to you.
I mean, I remember distinctly the last time I went there, the flavor that was coming out was just like a side dish. It was incredible.
Yeah, it's
so good. But you're working on this thing, maybe my favorite room in the city, at Lola's upstairs. Yeah. And so tell me about that series you put together.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful room, and we have great sound, and it's just really comfortable space too. So it's like some of the music had like program had been in hibernation for a little bit, you know, for a while, and I just kind of saw a need for that just because we have that beautiful space. So the music series is called Listen Up at Lola, and it's sponsored in part with Russell's Reserve Bourbon. And so what we do is bring musicians in from either here in Louisville or from around the country that are touring. Mm-hmm. And we do an interview with them. It's a film series, so we have somebody that films the entire show, and then we edit it.
And you can see those online. Yeah, I've seen one of them, I think.
Yeah, and so you can see them online. And so we're still editing our second show, and then we're doing our third show next weekend. So,
Well, great. Well, just real quickly, where can somebody find this online?
So it's on the website, which is the production company called Witch Village, which is witchvillage.net. And that's where you can find the start of it. And then also we have a Witch Village Facebook page, so you can find it as well.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, this is also so cool. I'm glad you're here. Now you've been here a couple of years. I always ask because it's Derby season. You know, what's your Derby experience? Have you been to your first Derby yet?
I've never been to Derby because I'm always working. But
of course,
I don't mind working. It's a great time to work, and you get to see a lot of different people that way. I love it. I love watching the race.
You get some like celebs in there though.
We do,
right?
Yeah. Or
you have a celebrity story for me?
I mean, I guess I do. I'm from Wisconsin. I grew up in Milwaukee.
Hint, I know that a Packer thing is coming up.
A Packer thing is coming up for sure. Because Aaron Rodgers came last year, and well, the whole offensive line came last year.
Wow.
And so I didn't personally wait on them, but I did serve Aaron Rodgers a Caesar salad, and it was a huge deal for me. It was like, I was like, oh,
I'm sure it was
gosh.
A huge deal for him too. You know?
I like brushed his shoulder. Yeah, it was a huge deal.
Well, Aaron Rodgers. Okay, so that's a good one. But I know I know a lot of cool folks come in and out of that place and all that, and especially Lola's too. It's really cool. What time do I got to go in to see you?
So I work almost every day. Okay. So you can probably go whenever. Most of the time, I will be there.
Very good. But you're playing at this thing. Is it this Sunday or
no? It is next Sunday. It's April 28th. Is the Sunday, and so my band is actually going to do. Yep, the next Listen Up at Lola, and then we also have a band from Cincinnati called Passport, which are friends of ours, and they're coming down, and they're going to be opening that show. So it's an early show. It's a nice Sunday thing to do because it's, you know, doors open at 6:30, show starts at 7. It's usually all over by 10 o'clock, so something
so early. So you probably have to, I know it's not a lot of seats in there, so you probably need to make reservations.
Just get tickets online. You can get tickets at that same website where we host our
videos.
What
were they, $10?
$10, yeah.
$10 to get in.
Yeah.
That's a night of entertainment. That's a deal.
Yeah.
And you could probably, you don't have dinner earlier down at.
Yeah, you can have dinner up there.
And you can
during
eat up
the show.
There?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. During the show?
Yeah.
What a deal that is.
Yeah.
All right, well, you're going to amaze us with some music. This is a Rusty Satellite almost first, I think. And we would love to hear, tell us about the song you're going to play.
Yeah, so we're releasing a single from a record that we just made. We recorded it last year. We recorded it in Wisconsin, and we recorded it at a studio in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And it's owned by a guy named Justin Vernon, and he's mainly known as Bon Iver. That's his band. So we recorded it at his studio. And we did it all live. We did it in 4 days. It's got 10 tracks on it, and we're releasing that in May. But this is going to be the first single from that record that we're going to release next week. And so this song's called Fear, Love, and Greed. So. Sick, most people never get a reason for it, but it makes sense to me. Makes sense to me. Heresy comes from all directions, finds eating me alive every morning I wake up, just like a flood or the ladder of Jacob. How could I be free? Trust much of anything, but led to water to find a dried up spring. Where's the justice in living clean? It's true, it ain't fair. Some get a shiny spoon, others just have hands. And there's fear, love, and greed, and it's all how you see it. Michael is a flood of warm and winter. You could take any fruit and make it bitter, but if I could kiss every part of you, I'd make it sweet. Some people are born with a heavy burden. You could choose to ignore it or keep on learning. Wonder if these visions are the future or just dreams. It's true, it ain't. Some get a shiny spoon, now they just have hands. There's fear, love, and greed, and it's all how you see. Oh, Michael, you're right. I know what I'm known as helping you sing or fly. Sing or fly. and get a shiny spoon. Now there's just staff hands. But there's fear, love, and greed, and it's all how you see. There's fear, love, and greed, and it's all how you see.
Awesome. Applause, applause. What a great, what a treat for me. Thank you, Rebecca. And that's going to wrap up this section of the Rusty Satellite Show. I'll be right back with more in just a moment.
Kaiser Health, your complete health source for preventative medicine and optimum health. Visit the experts of medical doctors and nurse practitioners so they can evaluate your overall health and your health as you age. Kaiser Health uses the primary preventative technique of nutrition with real food and effective exercise. If you qualify, you may need hormone replacement to optimize your health. Call the experts at Kaiser Health, 502-882-4252.
How about that? We need to get more music here on the Rusty Satellite Show. Thanks to Rebecca for doing that for us. It was beautiful. It was really great. She is performing again April 28th at Lola's, so sign up over there and get your tickets. Stay tuned. I've got Howie Lindsay coming up. He's in the green room. He's coming out. He actually came over to the studio on Tuesday and talked about his new job over with Louisville City FC. So that's coming up right after this segment, which I usually use to talk about some things on my mind or things that are going on in town. Hey, listen, there's the train. We are in St. Matthews. The train's going by. The Metro Council had a meeting last week, this week, and we're talking about, I don't know if you've seen this video. A lot of people have, of a traffic stop that took place in Louisville last September. A young black man pulled over. He happened to be a homecoming king, an honor student. He's since graduated from Central High School. But he was harassed, and the Metro Council members were grilling Chief Steve Conrad, as you recall, was on the show last week. Conrad is defending his policy, which says that they just stop people randomly and check them. He said, it wasn't very popular opinion at the Metro Council meeting. He said these traffic stops are helping to reduce the violent crime in our city, and he says it's down 11% in part because of this policy. And he said one in ten of those stops of random traffic stops. Now this young black man from Central, he was stopped. The cop said he made a wide turn. Okay. He made a wide turn. It's similar to the one a few months ago. You heard Dr. Kevin Cosby was pulled over for no reason, and they made up some random reason that they pulled him over. So these stops are happening all the time in the West End. They're not happening in St. Matthews or Prospect. They're happening in the West End, and Brent Ackerson made that point in the meeting that there aren't any wide turn pullovers happening in Prospect. They're only happening down there. And Conrad said 1 in 10 of these traffic stop has resulted in the cops finding drugs or guns. They bring a drug sniffing dog over when they pull somebody over like this. And it's just bad policy, in my opinion, and opinion of a lot of people on the Metro Council. Conrad seems to think it's something they should continue doing to keep the crime rate down. I don't know. It's very questionable. It's a very questionable thing. So I don't like the policy. I don't like people being treated differently because they're black and in the West End than they are in other parts of the city. You know, maybe in other parts of the city it'd be 1 in 25 stops would result in drugs or guns being found in the car. I don't know, but people are being pulled over and for not having done anything illegal or wrong, and I don't think that's right. I don't think it's right at all. Our governor this is old news now, but it happened the day I recorded the last show that, you know, he's just not a great guy. He's just a terrible guy. And I can't believe you people out there that support Matt Bevin as our governor. Now, he decided he wanted to pick on the women's basketball coach at U of L, Jeff Walls. Walls made a statement, just to reiterate very quickly, Walls, when Bevin congratulated the UK men's team on making the Elite Eight, I think it was, in basketball, Walls tweeted out that, hey, Governor, what about us? The U of L women's team went a step further than the UK men's team did, but you didn't hear anything from Bevin, who we all know that he hates Louisville, okay? Bevin is anti-Louisville in every way. Ask the teachers, ask the people at Passport, ask anybody you want to ask. Bevin is all about policies that hurt Louisville. And so Bevin went on the Terry Miners radio show and basically blasted Walls, saying he basically called him a bad coach and said he got out coached in the game and he's spending too much time on social media criticizing the governor. Well, you know, grow up, Bevin. I mean, really, you don't know anything about basketball. You said you wouldn't even recognize Walls if he came up to you. And, you know, let's move beyond this. But this is just another example of Bevin's opening his mouth and putting his foot in it. You know, we can go back. We can go all day with all the things that Bevin's done, like telling people in the West End that if they want to improve their, they need to pray on street corners to help reduce crime. His answer was prayer. He's an idiot. Anyway, that's how I feel about it. If you're a supporter of him, well, I just don't understand why you would be. All right. So anyway, that's my political rant on the day. Sometimes I talk about things that are going on in town here. I discovered some things sort of by accident. If you know where Gary's on Spring used to be, there is a new restaurant going in there called Palatucci's. And I didn't see when they are going to open, but they do have a nice red and white sign up. It's very striking from the road. So Palatucci's, an Italian restaurant. The Insider Louisville reported a while back that they were scheduled to open in May, like everybody does. If they have a business, they want to open by Derby. And Derby is right around the corner. So that's happening. I was walking down my street, down Lower Brownsboro Road, and Boost Mobile business has gone out of business, and they've done the thing. They got the brown paper up, and I walked inside the other day and asked the guy, well, what's going in here? And he told me it was Derby City Pizza, which is a growing chain of pizza restaurants. It'd be nice to have that right around the corner in walking distance. So we'll see if that really happens because, you know, my source is just the guy that was, you know, working on the place. So I don't know. I haven't seen that reported anywhere in the local media. So I don't know. Anyway, we're all gearing up for Derby season. And, boy, there's a great show in town on Saturday at the Iroquois Amphitheater. Jason Isbell is coming, so that's a big deal. That's a pretty big deal. And I want to talk about one other thing. You know, a friend of the show, Ricky Jones, wrote this op-ed in the Courier Journal about Joe Biden and hugging. And you and I, you probably, you know, I'm a guy. If you're a guy, you probably have these awkward moments of hugging women. Well, Biden's gotten himself in trouble for hugging women, innocently hugging women, the kind of hugs we all do. And Ricky, I point you to Ricky Jones' column. He talks about it and how we're going to have to stop doing that because Biden's getting so much trouble for you know, it's quite a contrast to the president who has all these lawsuits against him from people who say he's had sex with them. Biden he's a touchy-feely guy, I guess, and a lot of us are, and we have to rethink now whether we should hug a woman if we see her. And so, anyway, Ricky has a really good column. I certainly suggest you read that. All right, well, let's move on, because I have a great guest coming up, Howie Lindsay. I've followed him for years, listened to him on the radio, and he's got a great story, and got out of the radio business. But he's a big U of L fan, and we talk a little bit about that, what's going on at U of L, what's going on with the Louisville City Soccer Club, and what's going to go up around the stadium that, if you haven't been down there, drive past on 64, and you can see the steels coming out of the ground. It's very exciting. And next year, they'll be playing soccer in that new stadium. It's going to be great. And Louisville's become quite a soccer city. They're pulling, I think he says, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 fans a game at Slugger Field, and a lot of people are going to want to get into the new place, and it's going to be very exciting. They've got a game, they've got a thing this Saturday. I think Howie told me there's a bunch of music related to what's going on at the game on Saturday at Slugger Field. So if you haven't been down there, that's a must do for anyone who lives in Louisville. Get your butt down there and go. It's a great experience. I don't think the tickets are that expensive either. So anyway. Love talking to Howie. Thanks to him for coming in. And here's our interview. Today in the Louisville.am studios, I'm very excited to welcome Howie Lindsay.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Most people know you from Sports Talk Radio.
That's right.
You had that gig for how many years? A lot?
Right at three.
Three years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised. I'm sure a lot of people were surprised. You gave all that up to for a new gig.
Yes, I had at least a couple of people say, "What are you doing? Like, what is going on? You got the most powerful sports radio station in the city, and you're the morning host. What are you giving up here?"
I know, but and everybody knows you make like six figures doing radio,
yeah,
doing radio like that.
I did have to park my Maybach. It's radio is radio. That's part of the gig is that you love the fame and adoration, but the pay's not fantastic sometimes.
Sometimes. I'm retiring on my rusty satellite revenue.
That's correct,
I'll tell you that.
He's actually sitting in a golden throne right now, for those of you listening.
Now, Howie, you tell me about your new job. What are you doing over there?
Absolutely. It's essentially director of PR, but most of what I'm doing is working with media. And so I went from being the reporter side of things to being the SID side.
You went over the dark side.
I did. I'm on the public relations side. And so I handle a little bit of advertising, a lot of social media, but mostly it's arranging media and making sure that they have what they need. And really, I sent out an email to all my media contacts right away and said, my job is to make your job as easy as possible. So whatever you need, if you need interviews, if you need content, if you need pictures, if you need video, that we can supply it for you. Because I know, you know, with dwindling staffs at all kinds of media organizations, it's tough to staff everything.
Well, I mean, it seems like it's an ideal position to be in because there's so much excitement about the team and the stadium.
It's incredible.
I thought you were going to tell me you were over there. You know, putting the bricks down on the field, but you don't.
I'd join
do
in
that.
if they would let me. I think the thing would fall down. No, and that's essentially the reason for the move. If I can get back to why I would leave radio, it's because of the excitement of that stadium. Essentially, sat down and had lunch with Brad Estes. He was saying, you know, we're looking for a new media guy. What do you think? Who do you think we should look for? What do you think we should look for? And at the end of the luncheon, it was, hey, I'd like to do that, because he started explaining, here's where we're going with the stadium, here's what it's going to look like, here's the $70 million project, here's what we're going to do in Butchertown, here's where this future of this project is going to go, overall $200 million project, and I just thought, man, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of that.
Well, it's a lot of fun seeing the stadium come out of the ground, and you know, a lot of people are commenting on it as they pass by, they see the steel up there and everything, but... tell me a little bit about what else there is. I mean, I can see that, but I know that area. I'm very excited if there's, like, great restaurants, hotels, all that.
Sure.
What's going on there?
Yeah, it's
going to
be really, really cool. So you've got the stadium is essentially the anchor tenant there, and it's by an investor group that it essentially understands that if they build this stadium right, that around that stadium can be development. You're going to have an office building. You've got a medical office building. You've got a possible hotel right there. You've got restaurants all the way around. And so it can be the anchor of that neighborhood, and a neighborhood that's already growing. I mean, they're doing incredible things already, and you give them an anchor tenant, and you give them 18 Saturdays a year where the place is just packed and overrun with 14,000 people. I think we might be onto something special.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is very exciting. So you guys are, I guess your offices are, I think I know where they are, but you tell me.
Right now we're on Main, right above the Impelizaires.
I know that.
Yeah,
we had former tenants on the show of that place, Linda Rufinack. I don't know if you know her, with the Bourbon Women Group.
Uh-huh.
They were in there a while. So I know that space. It's spectacular.
It is. And every night we walk down the stairs and we just smell the incredible pizza. And we've got great restaurants right there. And we're right next to the Yum Center. And we actually just announced a partnership with AEG, who runs the Yum Center. They're also going to run the new stadium with Loop City.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So what other kind of events might we see in there other than soccer games?
I think there are a lot of possibilities because it's got this big open space at the one end zone that's facing downtown. The venue itself is just incredible. You've got that giant big screen there. You've got the futsal court that's right beyond that. I just broke your microphone.
You're gonna have to hold
but
that.
But and then they've got event space all around. I think you've got you've just got so many different possibilities.
You think we're going to see outdoor concerts? Is that an idea?
I would almost guarantee it. I mean, okay. I don't know what their exact plans are, but given AEG's contacts in the world of entertainment, I would imagine that they're going to try for at least a couple of concerts.
Yeah. Okay. Well, very cool. Let me ask you about your old job. What do you miss most about it?
The outlet of 3 hours a day. You know,
yeah.
The outlet of 3 hours a day. I think the person who's taken this the toughest is my wife, because she has to hear my opinions now. All the opinions that I would normally share in a 3 hour show, I now share with her, and she's like, you know, I always wanted a husband who would talk to me. Maybe not this much. maybe we needed some other outlet for all of your opinions.
Yeah. So you can go home and complain and say, can you believe what happened at U of L today?
Right. Right.
But
oh,
you were,
exactly right.
I mean, you were all in on U of L in your stuff. So, I mean, I guess you're carrying on some writing or something still. You're not divorcing yourself totally from U of L.
Oh, no. Still a big U of L fan, and I'm still going to write columns there for CardinalSports.com. I can't get it out of my blood just because I love U of L so much. But the job at Louisville City, there's just so much going on that it requires a significant portion of
okay.
attention.
Well, you know, certainly a good thing. It seems like, you know, the soccer team's getting a whole lot of stuff. I wanted to ask you about a story came out today, and this is just nothing to do with your job or anything, but NBA to Louisville.
Uh huh.
They added board members, I guess.
Yeah.
Today, so does that mean it's more of a realistic thing, or where is it?
I think they're moving further than they ever have. Or at least they have in years and years and years. That there seems to be more. The more names that get involved, the bigger the push. And that's what we saw at Louisville City. You get an ownership group of 30, 40 guys who are all pushing the same direction, and you can really move some dirt. I think the more people that get involved with the NBA at Louisville, probably the better.
Yeah, but I'm still like everybody is skeptical. I've lived here a long time. I know that that the person they need on board is like a gazillionaire.
Yes, yes, and that's essentially
because Dan Issel told me that what they needed a big guy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You need somebody with a B, and it needs to be a billionaire. And that's the same in the soccer world as well. I mean, the soccer world's a very expensive world to get into. International soccer is incredibly expensive, and same with American soccer. To get into the MLS, you need somebody with a B in front of their name, billionaire so and so.
Is Louisville City is this franchise content with where it is, or is there still a hope to move up to a bigger league?
I think there's always a hope that we can compete with anybody.
And this stadium would
have the ability
to
do that. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Essentially, it's going to be built for a capacity of about 14,000, permanent seating for 11,700, but capacity at 14,000, and then easily expandable if it needs to be. And I think for Louisville City, it's about being the best wherever you are. And so, like right now, if you're USL championship, be the best at that and continue winning championships and championships. You know, internationally, there's a system where if you're the best at a certain level, you get to move up.
Right.
It's, you know, pro relegation. And I know many people want to see that in America. I don't know whether it'll ever get to that.
Yeah, that's I mean, I would be doubtful that would happen, but
if
you know.
It does, Louisville City would be a prime candidate for that.
Sure.
Because they've clearly proven that they're the best at the USL level.
Right. So how'd you come to know so much about soccer? I mean, I know you were like doing radio before.
The real secret is I don't yet. I was a football and basketball guy. You know, I grew up swimming and football and basketball and all kinds of other sports. I never really got into soccer. My cousins were huge into soccer. And that was part of my conversation with Brad Estes, the president at Louisville City, is that, hey, I'm not really a soccer guy. And he goes, that's okay. That's not a problem because we've got a full front office full of soccer people. He said, I need a media guy, not a soccer guy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you're the media guy. Well, tell me about how you got into sports. So you grew up out somewhere in the state, I think.
That's right, Bowling Green, Kentucky. And came up to U of L, and my thought was I was going to be a political speechwriter, right?
Okay.
I was going to be James Carville, or you know, I was going to be the guy who crafted the message, right? And then I go to Frankfurt and realize that's a terrible place to be, and no one should ever go there.
Right. Well,
no offense, Frankfurt.
Especially now.
I mean, really, I went to Frankfurt and realized, golly, this place is icky. I just felt bad leaving every day, and I couldn't get into politics. And okay. So I got into the computer side of things and started running websites, and then essentially just said yes on everything. And you know, we want to help put this magazine out. Yeah, sure. You want to do this radio show? Yeah, sure. I'll do that. You want to run this website? Yeah, sure. I'll do that too. And so I always love sports, and getting the ability to actually play sports was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So you played some?
I was pretty terrible. I'm much better at describing the action than actually playing, and so being able to work in sports still, even though I'm very limited athletically, is cool.
Yeah, I did that, and you know, you talk about boring your friends with your stories. I'm at the age where I say, do you remember when Iroquois was really good and I was on the football team?
That's right.
That was
the glory days, like Al Bundy. Yes, yeah.
Like, things are not the same way as they used to be. But anyway, it's great that you're in this great place. How long have you been over there now?
A couple months.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the season's going on. How's the season going?
It's okay. They've not had the success that they want to right off the bat. Mm-hmm. There's so much expectations when you win back-to-back titles and you're coming back with a team of 18 out of your 24 guys or so that are from previous years. People think, all right, well, you know, you're going to go win it again.
And you want some momentum going into next season.
Sure,
right?
Absolutely.
Because next season's the stadium, right?
Yeah, next season, next spring is going to be the stadium. And the reality is that in the USL, the USL championship level specifically, they've added 7 new teams. Everybody's budget is bigger than it was last year. Everybody brought in a ton more players. Guys came in from overseas in this league as well. And so the competition's stiffer.
Sure.
So Louisville City's got to continue stepping up.
I mean, does it work like the other sports that I know of, you know, that like to get the best players, you got to have the biggest budget,
yep,
and you got to pay the best players more than the guys who aren't as good.
Absolutely. That is a big piece of it. And so part of it has been Louisville City continuing to step its budget up, and part of it is the league overall. The USL Championship now has 3 different divisions and an academy, and so the league's just exploding with popularity. You got to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah,
there's some big spenders out there in USL Championship.
And attendance this year, I usually pay attention, but
sure.
Has it been
good? Yeah. 8,000-9,000 a game so far. We had the one game that was just awful weather on that Saturday night.
Yeah.
And we ended up playing on a Sunday morning, and so
12 people showed up for that.
Yeah,
right.
Right. It was. I think we ended up with like 600 or so in the actual stadium. But in those cases, you report how many tickets were sold, of course, and in this case, it was over 6,000. But yeah, good attendance so far. We'd love to get it to the point where it's 8,000-10,000 a game every game.
Sure,
that's just what it is. And with as rabid a fan base as it is, I think it can get there.
Okay. Okay. Well, a lot of people seem to like to go. I know that. let's wrap it up with this off the wall question. What's U of L football team going to do next year?
It may not be easy. They've lost a lot of players. They've got a tough road to go. And ACC, as we mentioned with USL, ACC continues to get better.
So 2-10 again.
I would say 4-6.
Okay.
Or 4-8, excuse me. I think they've got the opportunity to win more games because I think the players' belief or lack of belief this last year led to 2 or 3 losses.
Yeah.
They just lost complete trust in the coaching staff.
Sure.
I think this team now trusts the coaching staff. The question is, how far can trust get you?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure it was a tough year because I know it's a lot harder to follow a losing team and report on a losing team than the other way around. And that, my friends, is what the Rusty Satellite Show is all about. I'll tell you about things that are going on, interesting people that I come across or find, and I certainly need some help. If you, you know, the next 2 weeks, we'll probably delve into some Derby-related things. And if you got a suggestion for me, I don't plan the show very far out in advance, and I think that makes it better. So that's my plan, to continue coming up with interesting people that... you know, I don't know who's going to be on the show next week. I'm sure it'll be a very interesting person. So if you'd like to make a suggestion or be on yourself, just give me a call. If you get my newsletter, or you can write me at richardsredding@gmail.com, and I'll put you on my newsletter, and you'll be up to date on Rusty Satellite Shows. RustySatelliteShow.com is the place to find all the past episodes of the show. And at Louisville.am, you can see all the different shows that have been a part of this Louisville.am network. Lou, I want to mention Lou Review has been really on top of things. Matt Keck over there is doing a great job hosting a weekly podcast called Lou Review. So check that out. That's what we do here. We're sponsored here on the Rusty Satellite Show by my friends at Passport Health Plan, the Eye Care Institute, Heiser Health, and Focus Physical Therapy. Appreciate their support of the program, and I will I look forward to seeing you again next week on the Rusty Satellite Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. Rick will be back in the Louisville.am studio with two more of the most interesting people in the Ville next week. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. To suggest a future guest or inquire about doing your own podcast, get in touch with Rick through Facebook or Twitter, or send an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. To see the full list of guests who have appeared on the show since 2013, go to rustysatelliteshow.com.